All right. Maybe they can do 9:15 in 5 minutes.
All right.
I liked your, I appreciated your statement before that, that's helpful.
Thanks. So we were on 915, is that my, am I correct?
Yes, correct.
And you had not yet read it, is that correct?
I have not, correct.
Okay, good. We are back in session. Carla, please read number 915.
Adopt new Portland City Code to define pedestrian plazas and establish prohibited conduct. Amend associated codes for sidewalk cafes, sidewalk vendors, and sidewalk use.
Sorry, 1 minute. I cannot find my talking points. They are here. Don't anybody leave without me. Here we are. Colleagues, the Bureau of Transportation is bringing forward rules governing Ankeny Alley and the plaza. PBOT is better defining plaza rules based on discussions with residents, businesses, the city attorney, the police bureau, and the district attorney. This strategy complements the increased efforts and funding to address livability issues. It includes added staff to the One Point of Contact program that includes trash cleanup, including biohazards. It includes the starting of towing of abandoned RVs. It establishes the clean and safe program on the east side. Thank you very much, Mustafa. It includes tackling so-called zombie homes. It provides increased funding for graffiti abatement and increased walking beats in 6 key areas, including Ankeny Alley. The city also has tools at its disposal we can use to address illegal activity. Past administrations used these tools sparingly and inconsistently. It is my intention to take a more active approach. We have increased partnerships with neighborhoods and businesses to work on solutions. I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman and the Bureau of Transportation for bringing forward these important refinements and continuing to work with adjacent properties on solutions. Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. Just in addition to what you said, I just wanted to add that, and you'll hear that the Portland Bureau of Transportation has relied heavily on the work of the Portland Parks and Recreation Bureau with respect to the rules of conduct for Ankeny Alley that we're going to be hearing shortly from Richard Eisenhower. And I do want to emphasize on the front end that in no way are we attempting to criminalize lawful conduct in the plazas, such as free speech. But we do need rules that can be enforced to keep these areas safe and allow people movement, i.e. transportation, through them. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to Richard Eisenhower.
Thank you, Mr.
Saltzman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon now.
Oh, yeah.
You've been wanting to
say
good
afternoon
now.
All
day. So just kind of going back, last August we came and adopted interim rules on how we govern pedestrian plazas. At the same time, we adopted a contract as we started our livable street strategy. So this last year, we've been going through a public process to develop basically a policy framework around placemaking and activation of public spaces. So we have a stakeholder advisory committee, a technical advisory committee. At the same time, with the interim rules, we've been working with collaborative with the Portland Police, the Multnomah County DA, the city attorney, our businesses along Ankeny Alley. Basically, we're coming to council now to, through this year-long process, what we learned, to make some final modifications to the rules and adopt permanent rules for pedestrian plazas that would apply to Ankeny Plaza. Some main changes, they are mirrored again against parks. There were some minor changes based on the interim ones. I think things we've learned over time that, you know, pedestrian plazas are not parks, that they do provide a transportation purpose. It is for the main purpose is the movement of people, utilities, goods, and services. So there are some minor tweaks, you know, to mean that that's our main authority. I guess our priority is for the safe movement of people and goods and services through these spaces and to be able to create tools for the police to be able to deal with issues, concerns that come up in an effective manner. There's Jody Yates is with me, also with the Bureau of Transportation.
One of the
additions to one of the issues that we learned from having the interim is that we never posted the rules of conduct in the plaza. So that would be one of our primary additions that we've learned through this, is to actually just post them and tell people what's unacceptable behavior and what are some rules associated with that. For example, animals are allowed in plazas, but they do need to be leashed and under control. So they're pretty basic. We also mirrored our rules, as Commissioner Saltzman indicated, that they mirror parks rules. So we like to have a consistent format for our citizens as well as our police, that they're not thinking, where am I, what rules apply. We've made them very consistent with parks rules, and the format is the same as far as any exclusions that would be done are subject to the hearings officer. That's the same as parks, and we've mirrored the form to match the parks exclusion form.
Yes, from the public's perspective, it's very consistent on how the city takes, how we look at management of public space in general, if it's a park or a pedestrian plaza or so on.
Very good. Thank you. Colleagues, any questions before we call public testimony? Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Some of the testimony we received by email has been, why are we making this so broad when we're really just talking about Ankeny Alley?
Well, through the Livable Street Strategy, we are developing a process on how the city can create more pedestrian plazas. I think PBOT's goals and in our mission that we want to create more placemaking in the public right-of-way. So in October, we'll be bringing forward to Council our Livable Street Strategy that will kind of outline that policy and framework with further implementation on how exactly we will create more pedestrian plazas in the future, coming forward probably late February of next year.
And is that process likely to say that the council will approve each one of them as an individual, yes or no?
We are, right now it's written that PBOT would make that, applying the rules administratively through the process that we define as how we create new public plazas. So city council will have the chance to approve the overall policy, framework, code, admin rules that will be set forth on how we actually create the pedestrian plaza. And once the pedestrian plaza is created, then the rules would apply.
Okay, so that's, we'll defer that discussion to a later date. I know that these rules are intended to decriminalize behavior, because right now, although some of the listed behaviors are actually against the law, we don't want to call police who then put an arrest, a citation, and get people into the justice system. Am I correct in that's one of the reasons we're doing this?
So to make it more clear and concise that this is a special place and different rules do apply, then.
And it means that people other than police might issue exclusions, or would the police be the only ones issuing?
The police are the only ones that have the authority to issue exclusions.
Okay, thank you. Is there support for the police as well as doing that, to call the Project Respond people or the I've forgotten what they're called now, the cars that have a police officer and a social worker in them, or a mental health specialist, to make, if some of these behaviors that we've been seeing in Ankeny Alley do seem like they may be a result of somebody having a mental health crisis. So is that part of the understanding that there might be assistance called as well as just in exclusion?
I rely on the standard process of the police, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's in the police, but it is actually addressed in the rules that someone suffering a medical incident or a mental health crisis would not be subject to the exclusion, and then I would assume that the police have training associated with how to address that issue.
Okay, yes. Thank you. And then I do appreciate you taking some amendments based on my previous comments. The one that I'm not I'm concerned about now, which is interesting that Porkchop just came back with his dogs, is in 1743.110, animals. No person shall hitch any animal to any tree, shrub, fence, railing, or other structural facility in any pedestrian plaza, except to such structures or facilities as are designated for that purpose. That would seem to say that you can't hitch your dog to the table if you're there enjoying being a patron of one of the restaurants. And so I'm a bit concerned about that.
Is that allowed under sidewalk
cafe? The tables themselves that are under sidewalk cafe permits, so they're not under the Ankeny Alley rules. So a couple other modifications of code we're bringing forward is the rules on sidewalk vending, sidewalk cafes, and also the sidewalk use ordinance, just to make it clear that you know, sidewalk cafes are allowed in pedestrian plazas, and those rules would apply, and or these rules would not in those areas.
Okay, well,
but if it's not clear, we can certainly bring forward a secondary,
clarification in the next process.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Especially if we're having any issues associated with that, then we'll bring a clarification forward.
We just want to make sure the rules are clear and that they apply to everybody, and if it's some are allowed to and some are not, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Do we have people signed up for public testimony?
Yes, I show four people have signed up.
Okay, I'm going to limit it to 2 minutes because we're going to lose our quorum and we still have a considerable amount of business ahead of us.
The first three are Mike Jenkins, Keone Wadsmith, and Mac, I believe it's Irelli or Impelli.
Well, why don't you go ahead, sir?
Put on record, my name is Mike Jenkins. And I am concerned about service dogs, you know. These are service dogs. My dogs take care of my blood sugar, and my dogs take care of my seizures. Now, they also protect me and keep me level-headed. I don't think I'd be on the streets right now alive if it wasn't for my service dogs. I will guarantee you. I was kicked in the head the other night when I was woken up by a Fred Meyer security guard on their property having a seizure the night before. You know, my dog dragged me and my other dog across the parking lot to have the cops not even arrest this guy. It's on camera at Fred Meyer's, and then I get a cop telling Fred Meyer's that I call the cops too damn much, that I shouldn't be calling. I'm calling on corrupt stuff. You know, it's like I work with small businesses, and what I'm working with the small businesses is trying to find out how we can work with the homeless without the homeless beating them up, you know. And that's what I've been working on the year with my program. Now I can announce that Bill at Union Gospel is coming out with a shower truck. We're coming out with a laundry truck. We're coming out with a food truck. Fritz knows a year ago I came in here and I said I was going to do it. I'm building it. We're doing it. We're doing it. People in the community are doing it without you. I need you guys to step up and help us. You know, I got a business guy right here that feeds my dogs and makes sure that my dogs are fed every day. The small business that take care of Hawthorne Bus. And we're out there trying to take care of the homeless that can't take care of themselves. And we're speaking up for them. And I want you to listen. And this isn't a crisis. You got federal money from the president to help the worst of the worst. And I get a guy coming out here telling me that I'm going to go back to my motel room and listen to Leo call me up to give me nothing. That's not good enough. Ted, step up. Fritz, I have a lot of power with you. Dan and Nick, I ain't voting for you. You're out.
All right.
You're gone.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for your patience. I saw you guys sitting over there. Really appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for taking the time to listen. My name is Keone Walksmith with Dan and Louie's Oyster Bar. We've been there for 110 years. I'm the fourth generation. It's been handed down father to son. It's always kind of been that area's had challenges, and I believe that the closure of the street's been good for the businesses. It's continued to help us stay alive and continue to be part of Portland's history. But we're meeting some challenges, having a hard time managing the public right away. We're doing our very best to manage the 10 feet off of our building and then our gated space. But we really need like the clean and safe and police to be able to make some changes for us inside of there. So, and that's why we're here.
We appreciate it. Great business, by the way.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mayor. Commissioners, appreciate you guys giving us the opportunity to speak today. I'm Azeem Patel. I own two businesses on the plaza. We're located, I would say, probably in the number one tourist destination in Portland. With that comes the pros and cons. That is the first impression visitors get of Portland. We progressively have been having issues in that area. Right now, it's a free-for-all. You can do whatever you want. There's no repercussion. Everything from vandalism, graffiti, fighting over turf, aggressive panhandling. The guy who stabbed the three people on the Max, he stabbed somebody outside Voodoo Donut in the plaza area in January. I forget what his name was. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, this is an area, and you know, gang activity in, at night, loitering. You know, you have these kids that basically can just hang out and cause problems, intimidate families with children. That's not the first impression I want for people who come visit my business. We've been getting slammed on reviews, everything from Google to Yelp, because of the homeless issue. They call it homeless, but I would say most of the problems we're getting right now are the travelers. They come through Portland, create their problems, and then once the weather changes, they move on to the next city, create more problems over there. And I what I'm here for is basically to share or hope that some sort of these rules get implemented so that there's some sort of proper management of the area so that everyone feels safe. My employees don't need to get escorted to their cars at the end of the night. They don't have to ask me if it's okay for them to especially the female staff, to carry pepper gel and bring it to work with them, you know. So I really appreciate you guys giving us this opportunity to speak and hopefully pass these rules today.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. Yeah. Good afternoon.
I'm Mark Iruli. I am part of the ownership of the Washmouth Block. I'm also the property manager and the leasing agent on the building. I'm proud to say that we're 95% renovated and 100% leased. We applied for and were given a community livability grant from the Portland Development Commission to work on some drainage issues that we had in the alley. Prior to that work being done, we partnered with Rich at PBOT to create the plaza. So Rich and I are the guys, along with the support from our tenants, that really got the plaza built. When that plaza was built, there were rules in place because it was a condition of our ownership group that that be in place with it. And for some reason that nobody seems to really be able to put their finger to, the rules stopped being enforced. So you've seen all the pictures. You've seen all the videos. I would just like to get it back to the point where we have at least some sort of control over what's going on in front of our business, period. That's it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
is there further public testimony?
That's all who signed up.
Okay. Very, Commissioner Fritz, did you have a question or a comment?
Good, thank you.
I really appreciate the public testimony today. With that, this is an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, with the passage of this ordinance, we will have visibly posted rules and defining what a public plaza is, and that's what the goal of the effort here. And I'm very heartened, as Mr. Iruli just said, you can post rules, but you need some people to enforce them, and I'm very heartened by Mayor Wheeler's efforts to get police officers out of their cars and onto the streets, including Ankeny Alley, to start enforcing these rules as well. So hopefully this will improve the situation considerably.
Thank you very much.
Fritz.
These rules and exclusions are the kinder, gentler way of making sure that people in Ankeny Alley are behaving properly rather than having to arrest them. I thought council might be interested. Parks is not going to be enforcing this ordinance because it's transportation, but we have similar exclusion rules, as was mentioned. In the fiscal year 2016 to 17, the total number of exclusions was 262. And the only ones that were over 10 was Waterfront Park with 54, North Park Blocks with 53, South Park Blocks with 26, Springwater Corridor 26, and Cooch Park 11. So when people might be concerned that we're, you know, issuing hundreds of exclusions per day, that's just not happening. And for the most part, we're able to either get people help or have them move elsewhere. So thank you very much for your patience, and thank you for your businesses. Yeah. Aye.
Fish.
First, let me just say thanks to all three of you for running successful businesses in our city. And I know Dan and Louis Oyster Bar goes back to, my phone says, 1907.
That's
correct.
So yeah. you've been doing this for 110 years. Yeah. Do you think you're getting it right? I mean, yeah. Do you feel like you're? It's been my favorite kind of seafood place for the 20 years I've lived here. And congratulations to you and your family. But thank you all for running successful businesses. And I appreciate the mayor, Dan, bringing forward this common sense set of changes. And we do want you to be successful. And we need to balance a lot of different uses in our city. At the end of the day, if you're successful and you generate jobs and revenue, we'll have the resources to continue to reinvest in programs for everyone in our community. And that's a high goal. So thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I want to be very clear, and it's been stated several times during testimony, but I want to underscore this point. We are not criminalizing the homeless. We are criminalizing illegal activity, and we are enforcing our existing ordinances, and we're strengthening the enforcement of those ordinances through this measure and others to put more resources behind cracking down on illegal public drug abuse, cracking down on people who are harassing residents and, in many cases, your customers, cracking down on drug paraphernalia that's being thrown onto the street corner by encouraging the safe collection of those biohazards, making sure that we pick up the increasing amount of litter that we're seeing on our streets. I mean, it used to be in the old days, you throw garbage on the streets and three white vans with no windows would pull up and you know, it would be gone 30 seconds later and everybody would be standing there going, how dare you do that? And the reality is now we're seeing a lot more trash just being brazenly thrown onto the sidewalks and elsewhere, and that is not acceptable. It is not acceptable behavior. We're also going after what we as a council heard when we went out to the Lentz community and we had a listening session. And we heard lots of concerns about biohazards, particularly in abandoned RVs and other circumstances. We're going after that more aggressively through the Bureau of Transportation. We heard concerns from people who said, look, there's like 500 homes in this community that aren't really being used. They're either boarded up, they're abandoned, they're dilapidated. In some cases, they're being used illegally as meth labs and for other nefarious purposes. We're going after those and taking back as many as we can, as aggressively as we can, to put them back into the housing stock so that people who don't have access to a home in this community can gain access to a home in this community. Last but not least, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your patience and for your perseverance. Ankeny Alley has been a very tough place of late, and you've done your part. You've kept up your end of the deal. And you have done a great job of supporting our community and supporting the people who live here. You've supported tourists who want to come to the city of Portland and they want to see, as you said, Ankeny Alley. You've done your part. Now it's our turn to do our part. So I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much.